Fred Film Radio interview.
Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the inaugural edition of the Pingyao Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Zhou Chuan, who is presenting his film End of Summer, which I watched and I thought it was terrific. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Would you like to introduce it for us and tell us a little bit about the story?
Sure. End of Summer is a coming of age story and a family drama about three men from three generations, set the backdrop of 1998 World Cup in southern China, and it's a growing up story. Yeah, for three men.
Okay, yeah. And we'll probably talk in more detail about some aspects of the story, but the first question that comes to my mind is whether there's any autobiographical elements in this movie.
Yes, because that was actually my first time watching football games, and that's the World Cup that made me fall in love with soccer and Del Piero. So that's a very personal element in the film.
This doesn't affect the fact that I liked your movie, but Del Piero was my favorite football player of all time. So, and that World Cup was also my first, and that's I remember it. Almost every match that I watched, almost every match. But let's not get too carried away. So you're a football fan.
Yes, and 1998 World Cup was actually China's very first time live broadcasting the entire game. So it was a big thing in China. And at the time, like TV and China Central Television, CCTV, is still the only media in China. So everyone's watching the game, and that becomes like a fever. Yeah. And I think my generation started to watching football because of the 1998 World Cup. So it's sort of like a collective memory for my generation.
Yeah, there's the key word, generation. Of course, in this movie, we see the three different generations, one represented by the kid, another one represented by the father of the kid, and then there's this older man who wears a Ronaldo shirt.
Yes, yes.
But so football, in a way, becomes this thing that also represents this generational conflict.
Yes, I think football, like, I'm a big football fan, but in the story, I think football is sort of like a symbol of growing up, and it's also the connection between people, the interaction between people. It's sort of like, I think football is the element that carry out the entire film.
And so the fact that the father disagrees with the kid playing football is an important element in the story.
Yes, and that represents the traditional value for parents in China, because football is not part of their study, and you just can't do it.
So is it also an important fact that he has he works in the education system?
Yes, because when we were developing the character, we thought if this guy works for the traditional education, then a lot of things can be very symbolic for Chinese education and for Chinese parents. So that's how we set this up.
Yes, and so basically the fact that there is education in football is also talking about these, it allows you to talk about the cultural context of the film through the narrative, through the story. You like stories that say something more than the actual story.
Yes, like definitely about family, family, like the relationship in the family, the relationship between the parents, the relationship between the kids and the father, and it's, I think, through football, it's more like a family theme story, and also the relationship between the kid and the old man. They're not family related, but they can still be the best friend in the world. And because when we're talking about this story with my producer and my screenwriter, we thought, like, you don't have to be blood related to be emotionally related, connected, I mean. So this kid is actually, he's not a family member of the old man, but they can still emotionally connected, really understand each other.
And they develop a very strong relationship with one another, and he becomes a figure that he can look up to and a figure that he can connect with at a time when he seems to be pretty alone.
Yeah, so like family to us is not simply about blood related relationship. It's more about how you understand with each other and right. how you care about each other.
So the fact that you have three different main characters, this is other characters, but the three main characters of the, like we said, the kid, the father, and this old man. Is it difficult to balance the three storylines when you kind of, you know, make them?
Yes, of course, because usually you can only have one narrative point of view for one movie, for one story, because it's only 90 minutes.
Yes.
You can, if you shift the point of view too much, audience wouldn't be able to follow. So we really tried our best and spent a lot of time, like in script development stage, that how can we subtly shift the point of view, but still telling the story in a way that general audience can relate it to, can understand.
Mm-hmm.
So this like cross-generational thing, like it's really hard, but I'm glad like people who don't understand Chinese can actually understand the story, and most important for us is you can feel the emotion from these three men. I think we accomplished it.
I think there's a lot of real things in this movie too, and because correct me if I'm wrong, this is your feature debut.
Yes.
What was that? What was that like? Was it difficult? I mean, you have directed shorts before.
Yeah. I mean, for me as a director, I was very nervous like throughout the entire process, because I didn't know how it will become like in the film, and then. But I'm glad I have a lot of support from my team, my producer, my writer, all my department heads. So for me, I feel supported during the entire production, and also all the actors, they were very supportive and very collaborative. So we spent a lot of time talking about characters, not only about what's happening in the film, but also what happened before the film started, what were they doing, and also we're talking about like what's happening to them in the future. So we actually, in the film, this is the story of one summer time. But when we were talking about, when we were writing the script, we actually wrote the entire biography of every character.
Oh, right.
So that's how we developed the story throughout the character.
We talked a little bit yesterday, and you mentioned that you studied abroad. You studied in...
I went to Australia, Melbourne, Australia, for undergrad. And I majored in media and communication. And after that, I went to U.S. I did a directing program in the American Film Institute.
And you came back here to make this film.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I
want
from.
To tell stories about my experience and my emotion.
Right.
And so to me, it's always very clear that I want to come back to make Chinese language films.
Is there also a desire to tell the world?
Yes, of course. Because in the States, it's more, especially at AFI, it's the education of AFI, it's more about collaboration between people, and also it's about narrative. It's always about narrative, it's always about characters. So when I actually met my producer and my team at AFI, so when we start developing this story, we use the classical American way to make this film. So it's always about how to tell your story visually. So we used the classical narrative structure, and now we use the American, I mean Hollywood way of production. So that's how we make this production. And we believe this type of filmmaking can help us reach broader audience. Because for us, communication with the audience is always the priority of the film. I mean, if you make a film no one can understand, what's the point? I mean, that's the philosophy for us. Maybe it's different for other people. So in our team, like producer, screenwriter, production designer, cinematographer, editor, music composer, it's always about each other. Like it's always about sharing each other's experience, like sharing each other's insights. So we're making a film together. It's not a film made by me. It's a film made by a group of people.
It's a collaboration.
Yeah, it's a collaboration. And also we wanted to present this collaboration to the general audience that we want to communicate with them.
Yes. So well, I think this film communicates with the audience.
Thank you. Thank you.
And just a final question. Are you working on anything right now?
Yeah, we are developing a 10 episodes web series.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because now, you know, streaming platforms are pretty doing pretty well in China, so everyone wants to invest in the web series. So we're doing a web series, and hopefully we can still work with some international platforms like Netflix, HBO.
Right.
So, but it's still in the very early stage. We're still in development. So hopefully we can have something next year.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.